From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The police-related shooting deaths of two African-American men in the United States has led to several protests. Various media outlets reporting that shots were fired Thursday night in Dallas, Texas, during a protest over the recent fatal shootings of Philando Castile of Minnesota and Alton Sterling in Louisiana. Hundreds of people also marched through Times Square in New York City to protest the deaths this week. The deadly shooting is raising questions about excessive police force, especially against minorities. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging American law enforcement to eliminate racial bias in its ranks.
To be concerned about these issues is not political correctness. It's just being American and wanting to live up to our best and highest ideals. And it's to recognize the reality that we've got some tough history and we haven't gotten through all of that history yet.
State and federal investigations are underway into both shootings. The officers involved remain on administrative leave. The U.S. State Department is reopening an internal investigation into whether Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her top aides mishandled classified information when she was Secretary of State under President Barack Obama. The move comes a day after Attorney General Loretta Lynch agreed with the FBI recommendation that no criminal charges should be filed in relation to the incident. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional panel Thursday that investigators found no evidence that Clinton or her aides intended to break the law.
I see evidence of great carelessness, but I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both